White Fang, a novel by Jack London, adapted by Dana Olshovska. The Trail of the Meat. Our story begins on the silent, frozen landscape of the Northland Wild in Canada, around 1890. The land itself is desolate. It is lifeless and cold. In a still, dark forest, two men are mushing a team of sled dogs. They're pulling a coffin. The two men, Bill and Henry, struggle against the cold. They drive their sled dogs onward through the snow as the sunlight fades. They hear a howl. It tells them there is a pack of wolves trailing them. "They're after us, Bill," says the man at the front. "Meat is rare around here," says Bill in response. It's getting dark. The men stop to make camp for the night. Bill goes to feed their dogs.
"How many dogs do we have, Henry?"
"Six."
"Well, Henry." Bill stops for a moment.
"I took six fish out of the bag. I gave one fish to each dog, and I was one fish short. I'm sure there were seven dogs instead of six."
"You're just seeing things," says Henry.
"I think I saw a wolf with a fish," answers Bill.
Over dinner, Bill and Henry discuss the body in the coffin. The men and their dogs grow anxious as the night darkens. The wolves' howls intensify, and their eyes gleam in the dark. The dogs walk nervously around the fire. Bill wishes he had more than three bullets left in his gun. Bill and Henry go to sleep, but Bill is restless. He keeps thinking about the wolf that stole the fish. Why didn't the dogs attack it? In the middle of the night, he counts seven dogs again. But in the morning, Bill counts only five of them.
"Fatty's missing," says Bill.
"You're right, Bill," says Henry. "Fatty isn't here." They assume the wolves killed the dog.